The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morgan Wallen's not the only one looking to love somebody. Maybe that's all Kid Rock wanted to do too. And probably one of the most awkward interviews that happened yesterday.
It was with an Irish reporter who was interviewing him at President Trump's inauguration. He ended up hitting on her, asking her to go skiing.
Yeah, here's what he says to her.
I love to go skiing. You sound sexy. You want to go with me?
This was during the interview on the news, to which she was like, ha, 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 totally awkward.
She went absolutely silent, didn't know what to do. Poor girl, I felt so bad for her.
Well, I mean, you got to give her a little credit. I don't think she was going into this interview thinking, hey, maybe Kid Rock's going to hit on me. That's a strange place to be hit on.
Right. She's got a good story to go back to the, you know, bar with her friends and tell.
Yeah. Have you ever hit on a woman in a very strange place?
Not in a strange place, because I read the room and don't have the ego as Kid Rock, but I've been hit on in strange places.
Oh, someone hit on you. Where?
I just remember the other day in the sauna, and I couldn't have looked any worse at the gym. Like, I was sweating and I sweat profusely. I'm not sure I even had shoes on. That's the debate. I had no shirt on. My dad bod was out, and she just started blatantly hitting on me, and she moved closer to me. Like, when I was a sweaty mess, it couldn't have been in more of an ugly situation, but I got to give her credit. She just kept going, and she said if we wanted to get a coffee sometime, so I guess that's getting hit on.
Did you?
No.
Oh. How'd you get out of that situation, then?
I showed her my time's up, and I'm sweating. I'll catch you later. And I got her number. She didn't get my number.
So now you're going to have to avoid her at the gym.
I haven't seen her again since. It's about a week ago, and I haven't thought about that, but yeah, that happened, and she will ask again.
I'll give you that. That's a little awkward, because that's like closed space. Nobody's looking good. Everybody's sweating.
Kelly, I couldn't have looked worse. It was unbelievable. What about you?
I think I can top yours.
Okay.
Mine was in probably a, I will say, a place that is a safe zone for hitting. You do not expect to go in there and get hit on.
I can't wait for this. You can tell us now?
No, I'm going to tell you in 6 minutes. But we want to hear from you. Strangest place you've been hit on. You can call or text us. 888-431-3764.
You've been hit on. If you didn't see the interview, Kid Rock hit on a reporter and asked her to go skiing with him.
During the interview, like, oh yeah, we're supposed to be talking about, you know, I performed at the inauguration, but what are you doing after?
Her response goes, maybe we'll talk about this later, but here the 626 says, at the mall, in front of my girlfriend, while I was holding my daughter.
Wow.
That takes some guts or stupidity. I don't know which one.
That woman's a built-in family. She's like, let me just insert myself in here. All-time strangest place I've been hit on, it was right after I had Carter. And Art had dropped me off at the front of Babies R Us. I was walking into Babies R Us. I had just had a baby who was with me. And some guy came up and hit on me. And I was like,
are you kidding?
Excuse me? And he's like, oh yeah, would you like to go out sometime? And I was like, no. My husband literally just dropped me off. He's walking in right now. And he's probably going to beat you up.
Yeah. That wasn't the smartest thing that guy did. And Babies R Us.
Babies R Us.
There's certain places that are a no-go zone. That's probably one of the biggest no-go zones, because the chances are you're with someone, you've had a baby with that person, you know?
Well, and that shows you how long ago it's been since I've been hit on, because I don't think Babies R Us is even around anymore. 951 says, strangest place I was hit on. I was on a date with a woman. I went to the restroom. Another woman followed me to the bathroom to give me her number and told me to call her later when I was free. No, I did not call her, and I am now engaged to the one that I was originally on the date with.
Wow.
Thank you for the follow-up, because I was definitely going to text you back and be like, so what'd you do?
I'm like, what makes that person do that when you see that clearly with someone?
Confidence. Or alcohol.
Yeah.
One or the other. Strangest place you've been hit on. We want to hear from you. You can call or text us. 888-431-3764.
I only talk to God when I need a favor.
When you see an opportunity, you just got to shoot your shot. That's what Kid Rock did yesterday during his live interview with a BBC reporter. He totally hit on her.
asked her to go skiing.
Yeah.
And her reaction was priceless. She just didn't know what to do.
The best part was he's like, I can't see you, but you sound sexy.
She had
like,
an Irish accent.
Okay, go for it, kid. Nicole and Menifee, where's the strangest place you've been hit on?
Strangest place I've been hit on is in my classroom.
Okay. By a student or a parent?
By a student. On his 18th birthday, he looked at me and goes, Miss, I'm legal now. I was like, that's okay. I have kids, but thank you, and I'm married. Yeah, it was awkward. I'm like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep my career. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I was like, ew, no. It was an awkward rest of the year.
I can only imagine. Carmen, what about you? Where was the strangest place you've been hit on?
The ATM. I took out money, and I started walking away, and I noticed this man in the line, and when I walked to my car, he followed me, and I'm like, oh, shoot. I got in my car, I closed the door really quick, and he knocked on my window, and I'm like, oh, what do you want? And he's like, oh, I just wanted to tell you you're beautiful. I'm like, okay. And he's like, can I have your number? And I'm like, no.
I thought you were going to rob me.
Exactly. I was like, what the heck? This guy wants to rob me.
When you think you're going to get robbed and then you're told you're beautiful, it's a nice surprise though, right?
That was his tactic, scare tactic.
The 626 here says, the strangest place I ever get hit on was in a U-Haul truck. My brother was helping me move. We picked up a couple of day laborers to help as we had two trucks. One of them started asking me all kinds of personal questions and asked me out. It was very awkward. My brother pulled over and left him on the side of the road. Like a brother does.
You know what? Change of thought. We're good. We don't need any more help. 714 says, strangest place I was hit on was a court-ordered AA meeting. They came up to me and said, you are so beautiful. Do you want to go get a drink after?
Oh, my gosh. That's got to be trolling, right?
That's pretty bad.
Let's leave this meeting and go to a bar and get a beer. Just defeat the whole purpose.